Welcome to Time with Baba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is December 20th, Friday, 2019, day 353. Today's topic, do you want the floodgates of heaven to open or close? Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that make you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 144, verses 1 to 8, Haggai chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 2, verse 23. Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 to 19, Proverbs 30, verses 15 to 16. Today's main passages were two. The first one is Haggai chapter 1, verses 7 to 11. This is what the Lord Almighty says: give careful thought to your ways. Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build my house, so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord. You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. What you brought home, I blew away. Why? Declares the Lord Almighty. Because of my house, which remains a ruin, while each of you is busy with your own house. Therefore, because of you, the heavens have withheld their dew, and the earth its crops. I called for a drought on the fields and the mountains, on the grain, the new wine, the olive oil, and everything else. The ground produces on people and livestock and on all the labor of your hands. Second passage from Malachi, chapter 3, verses 7 to 11. Ever since the time of your ancestors, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Will a mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how are we robbing you? In tithes and offerings, you are under a curse, your whole nation, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not drop their fruit because it is ripe, says the Lord Almighty. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today is, do you want the floodgates of heaven to open or close? I feel very sad when I read today's Haggai chapter 1 verses 7 to 11. Because I have seen so many churches are in deficit or are not able to have their own church site for a long time, and that is because their people do not understand the meaning and the blessings of offerings, especially tithing. Do not believe that tithing is a command from God will have a serious consequence. A consequence that people will be controlled by money and have money to be their Lord and King of their lives. A consequence that they would receive the curse from Haggai chapter 1 verses 9 to 11. The more money they want, the less they can have, because God will close the floodgates of heaven. Believe that tithing is a command from God and really do it will receive a blessing. A blessing that people are not will that people will not be controlled by money and not have money to be their Lord and King of their lives. And they would receive the blessing from Malachi. From Malachi, chapter 3, verses 10 to 11. Yeah. No more financial crisis, because they know how to use money and God will open the floodgates of heaven as he has promised. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, open the floodgates of heaven to us that we can experience your promise, because we are willing to listen and obey to your command. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to experience God's promise of opening the floodgates of heaven? Family Corner. Find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.